How's she coming along? Could you tell us about that? How's she starting to feel about things? Obviously, it's been a journey. We see some pictures where she was like taken up to the helicopter pad. She can journey out a little bit, but how's she feeling? How she's coming along in this difficult time?
I guess I can't really say how, you know, speak for her, but I was actually able to see her the other day for the first time, and she's just amazing. She, you know, I can't imagine how hard her days are, you know. Oh, I think sure. about just waking up in the morning and being able to move. You know, it takes her several stretches and things like that to be able to even rotate her arms or move her neck and her face and things like that. So it's such a long and intense process, I guess. But she's handling it like a rock star. She is so determined, and she's so strong and motivated that she just amazes me. She really does.
That's great, that kind of courage. When you talk about a daily process, she wakes up, and then there are various people who are aiding her, or physicians, or therapists, or all that she has to go through on a given day. Could you maybe give us a sampling of what goes on in a given day to help her recover?
Sure. So when she wakes up in the morning, she is supposed to start stretching on her own. She sleeps with a brace on her right knee. Before the accident, she actually had a ACL surgery, so she was still recovering from that, and she hadn't been able to get her leg completely straight before the accident. So now that's kind of coming into play, where they're trying to help her walk, and she can't really straighten her whole, I believe it's her right leg. So she sleeps with a brace on that tries to force it straight. She also sleeps with two casts on her feet, because as the skin starts to, if it's not being moved, it starts to fold, I guess, or pull tight. And so when she's sleeping and not moving for that long, it starts to pull her feet inward. So she has to sleep with casts on. I think she's had like 6 or 7 different casts made for her feet, because it changes so often. But so she has to sleep with all of that, and she's kind of forced in one position. So waking up from that, you think about, you know, you fall asleep on your arm for a couple hours, and then it feels dead or whatever. So sleeping without being able to move, then she has to take all those off and be able to try and move. So that's a challenge in itself, and that's just before the first thing starts, which is physical therapy is first, I believe, in the day. Now she's able to walk to physical therapy. They do a lot of...
Really? Let's just stop there for a minute. We went from being bedridden to now she's up and walking?
She is, which, again, was another slow process. She was taken in a wheelchair first. Then they introduced the walker, and she did that for a really long time. And it was late August, I believe, that she walked for the first time without the walker.
If all of Star Valley could talk to her now, we'd say congratulations.
She's amazing. She really is.
Okay, I interrupted you in the process of what she goes through in a given day, but I was excited to hear about the walking part.
Yeah, so she'll go to physical therapy, where she does many stretches, and now she's even doing strength, like workouts that I would dare say are hard for all of us, which are squats and lunges and... Just
all that comes with the recovery process.
Right.
Well, okay. So through all of this, family members like yourself, her mom and dad are there. Who's been at her side? I know her dad and mom have been there on a regular basis reading that. Tell us about who's helping out along the way, because this is a journey for an entire family.
It is. As far as at the hospital, only Stephanie and Sean have been able to be there. And because of COVID, they are not allowed to be there together. So they would take turns going into the hospital. And so that's been a challenge, I think, in its own self. But then our family has been and I say our family, Sean's family also, his dad was here and his stepmom for the first, actually, my brother was here when the accident happened. They had planned a fishing trip. And so I had two brothers who were here right when it happened, which was a blessing because Sean and Stephanie were able to leave. And my brother Scott and Ed were here and stayed for a week with the boys. Right after that, Sean's dad and stepmother were here for a couple weeks. And then I came back for a week. I have another sister, Sarah, who came for a week. I have another sister, Audrey, who came for a week, and now I'm back. So
there's a lot of ground support from family back at the main house.
Yeah.
Because they have to be gone so much. We see some progress then. Can we ask, and maybe you can't speak for them as well, how are Sean and Stephanie doing? Friends and neighbors want to know that.
I think they're very hopeful. I think they're very grateful. The love and support that they've had from, I would say, how you introduced yourself as the Star Valley family. It really is a family here, and there's been so much support from here, from, of course, our family, and even strangers, people that have sent Taylor cards and letters and things that are just outpouring support. I think they're just overwhelmed with gratitude. And at the same time, it's such a challenge, you know, sure, to juggle the emotions of having your daughter go through this, and you just want to take it away for them. You know, you think about when your child's sick and how you wish you could just take that away. This
is, could lift their burden.
Yeah. And this is just exponentially, those feelings, I believe, are what they're going through.
No doubt.